teaches patterns and soap and things like that, and what I like the best, and all, and how I like the cans. And I remember I told her, I said, now I'll tell you, I got a can of lard the other day at Crisco. And I said, I just took a hold of that little old thing and opened it. And there's a lot of things like that, because you can see them along the road on white piss. Some people drink and get, just take a hold of that, you know, and just drink that way. She said, now, do you like that? I wish they'd put up everything in a can like that instead of having to take it open the can opener.
Right. Okay, suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I can do it.
I think I can do
or
it.
Or I.
I'll try to do it.
Or I'm using the word mind eye.
I might do.
Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I get the yard work finished.
Might get the yard work.
When you're walking, home from somebody's house at night, you might walk on the roof. You can hear a bird that kind of sounds like maybe a woman or a small child crying. That's the closest thing it sounds to. It's only at night that you hear it. But is it a special time?
Special time, but
you...
Well, now there's some's called hoot owls and some's called I can't remember what the other's called. The small ones. Screech owls.
How about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees? If you can make a loud noise, sometimes you'll hear on the house where it's
woodpecker.
Okay. Are there any different kinds around
here? Not that I know of, but I guess this would be pretty interesting to tell you. My daughter, her daughter was going to college. And every certain day for 3 years, that woodpecker come and pecked on the belfry of the church. Till we got afraid he was going to peck a hole plumb through it. And I had done that on the same day while that child was going to college. And Dory, it kind of worried her, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she said, now that woodpecker's every year has done that ever since she started in school.
Is that word ever used to describe people? Woodpecker?
I never did hear it use that word.
Have you ever heard the term peckerwood?
Yeah, but I thought that's the same, meant the same thing.
But have you ever heard people ever say it?
Yeah, they little birds. Now, they're a difference in the birds, though.
Mm-hmm.
The woodpecker's a great big bird,
mm-hmm.
And the peckerwood is just a little small bird, and they just peck and don't make holes plumb in the trees.
Uh-huh.
They just peck, I guess, worms or something out of it.
I see. How about an animal that's black and white and has a pretty powerful smell? An unpleasant smell.
Skunk.
Okay, is there other words?
Polecat, that's what I first started.
Is polecat most common here?
Mm-hmm. Not here.
But you have heard the word used?
Yes, and I've seen them, a lot of them.
What do you call the kinds of animals that come and raid hen roosts?
In hen?
Mm-hmm. A hen roost, but any animal that would raid it. Is there any general words you use for just any group of animals that would, you know, kill your chickens?
Fox. And opossum.
How about, say, rats or lice or bedbugs or something?